just too far, it's gone too far, nothing is happening to him, and he's responsible, we hold him accountable. They should call off his mad dogs.
Now, a single word of condemnation comes from the government that represents.
He is not commended, and again, that you put in the $15,000 for construction services, go burn the headquarters, and it's, you know what I mean? Violence in the convention, not one word condemnation, not one word, but we try to turn that thing, if you can.
Okay.
It really is the goddamn double standard.
What is the double standard? If our guys were doing that to the government grounds, you'd say he up here every day, call him bigger, or he's gonna denounce us.
You gotta repudiate this, that's right, they never shouted it down, you know, you guys have asked some questions, but they never shouted. I mean, there hasn't been any of that, no, and Christ, they did it to me, it's statute of liberty, they've done it, you know what I mean, they're in, up there in New York, at the Westchester Nassau Run. They were climbing away, they were all well placed, it was an organized thing, rather than veteran headquarters. I did follow up to it, but it's hard for others to do it, others just can't do it. For Agnew, for Christ, makes any accidents, they're out in heckling town. Christ would be taking him on, I mean, here he is, they're showing him, they're disrespecting the president, the vice president, the family, and we are doing none of that story to his people. But they are engaging in the worst mudslinging, smearing, vicious assaults, so forth and so on. And just, I accuse the press, I think maybe one way to get at it is to accuse the press of another standard. How about that? We can't make that again. I agree with the press, it's a guilty of a shocking, immoral double standard. Okay. Here. They are, and is their responsibility raising questions when they think where they are, and why have they been totally silent in terms of condemning this outrageous conduct of denial of free speech, attempting to deny free speech. That's what it is. You shut down the speaker, deny free speech, candidate, and violence, obscenity, so forth and so on, and then the second point is demand the government duty and sending wires and all that sort of thing to call off the government. Let's at least, after this, you can say after this pitifully, what his own people are now calling them, a wretched campaign on his part, a pitiful campaign. At least he ought to finish it with dignity and decency. Right? I mean, he ought to have some element of decency. And I've got a brutal tough problem on that. Okay. What do you think? Yeah,
I think it's a good thing. There's one that maybe Joseph Ziegler should say.
We have stayed out of it, and it's burned your ass that we had, and all the data by when we come out, the moment we get into the White House,
yes. Maybe we can check off all these gas, get something ready, and just push that line ahead of them.
Well, you can try. You can get over to Compton, and they thought that he might consider it. Just don't, not at all rare, but yeah, just don't think he might consider it. But I think it's really gone beyond the pale now, don't you agree?
I do. Here's the thing, up there locally, we have checked and played in terms of television and newspapers up there, that sort of thing. It's going to be, you can't even have that
passion. I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out tonight when the book happened. Last night, was it?
No.
So maybe it was getting that first.
It played last night, so we did it. What on that one?
Well, we can check the morning news, check the night, check the Boston papers, but there's got to be a play out there. It's got to hurt the government.
You think it will?
Well, it's got to. I mean, nobody, Democrats just, I mean, nobody likes that stuff anymore. These guys are the demonstrators and those identity shadows, at least popular guys in the country.
And the long-haired, black-haired, the veteran rallies that all these young people really doesn't hurt it. Doesn't help it.
No, no.
They ever show their pictures in the press, the person's been hurting, but they probably have been. Objective in other respects, they've got the
they got to fix the hat and
yeah.
And yeah, see the bar looks
very nice.
That was great. This great picture of a wonderful
guy. Yeah, and they kept saying, well, listen, these are well behaved people. This
yeah,
proves
they can go there.
And all of a sudden, that convention turned off people.
Sure, they thought that was their different lifestyle. We should be
friends. Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No hard to understand or identify with.
Yeah. I had a couple of other thoughts that I've already passed on to you for future reference. I'd like you to work on this work. I'd like for you to have your staff. I mean, we've always talked, you know, about this smears on Nixon, you know, the deal. But now, I think you've got, you know, the record campaign, you know, the smears through the years and so forth. What you think they do? If you think of this, pick some of the Strider stuff, you know, like the monster kid. But what do you think?
I agree.
Is it about time that now, look, dude, let's just talk about it. They talk about it. They talk about my, I never scared about it. I have always talked about the record. Now, like AA and anybody else, but now the record is there. But in this case, the smears are really, you know what I mean? The name calling, the smears, and so forth and so on. Unbelievable.
Okay, so we're thinking from that idea to do that introduction. Take what Peggy said to the street next back, yeah, from the stage where he pulled on a softball county. All of which he apologized for in 68. Those three things that they made so much of compared to what Shriver's been saying.
Right.
They call it, you know, one of Pepe candidates to Shriver.
Yeah.
And
they
have fighters now.
And that's right. And also, they're now saying, McGovern now is sounding like a real Democratic candidate, but he's attacking so hard.
Right.
Now, what in the name of God is it? I mean, Jesus is the double standard thing. It's really burnt the ash in the press. Now, for example, what you can go in the snares, the heckling, the brutal, the vicious editorials and so forth. I mean, you can go back and pick up the most vicious things in McGovern, I would just say, you know. But if you get somebody on it, now, I don't know how you're going to use it. I don't know how we can get it printed. We can start to get it to every editor and all that sort of thing. Do you have any idea on that?
Well, you have to do it.
I don't want to be sent by somebody at the White House, but we should.
Well, you have to get someone to write, say, an op-ed piece. We've laid all put it up in one spot.
Right.
And then mass distribution.
Maybe rather than an op-ed piece, it has to be talked to a little more length than that. I think you can probably do it. You know what I mean? I think that's maybe a pamphlet or something of that sort. Okay. I'll tell you who the parents are. You guys are going to try and get that. How would that be? Worthwhile.
Right.
I guess the president is the smear, the most maligned president since Lincoln. That would be a good line, but
sure.
Most maligned since Lincoln. And then also then go on and throw in eggs too.
Okay, I think we got to get a lot of this stuff all together.
Yeah.
That's before we just pull it.
Pull it together and then have it, and then it has to be written tight enough in an effective way. Now I have another one. I'm going to do a little more. This is correct. I think, Pat, it's time for someone in the press now. Maybe you can attend something. I just think it's got to be on the record and then mail to everybody that is affected by it. But if you could get an honest guy, I mean, maybe Kevin Phillips or maybe Dr. Day, or who have you got of that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Jeff R. Fox.
Jeff R. Fox. And here's the point. Now, look, this is a diabolical thing. When Goldwater lost in 64, his supporters, at least, you know, press stuck with him, if you remember.
Right.
I mean, in the press, I mean, we, you know, I said, well, I got old berries, you know.
Right.
But now, that's, maybe we don't even want to bring it over. What we want to say is the utter cruelty and hypocrisy of the McGovernites in the press, which is, of course, the Eastern establishment press. Here, they are not like the Beretta who's eating him alive and blaming his going down on him because they are desperately trying to cover up the truth, which is their ideas are being refuted. I did that sound again, but I haven't seen it written anyway. Has that been written at all? It's their ideas.
Well, really what the real test here is the views.
sure, because he's got the figure that he didn't get the figure. I was talking about everybody. I was talking about his opposition. But the point is that the opinion makers in this country, the so-called, frankly, fashionable lefties, they are terrified of this. It isn't because they recognize love and bullshit. You know that. They're terrified for a reason. They know their ideas, their views, are going to be repudiated. But I know that you know when I say on the Canadian thing, how that reporter from the Washington Post says, well, this may be good news from a governor. Canada's election. Now, how's it going to be good news from a governor? A conservative.
Oh, I know. You said that?
Yeah.
At least rest kind of nerve to say that it looks like, you know, the left is getting big everywhere. You know, with this Trudeau thing going next to them, Grant in trouble, et cetera. But somebody said that that was a good sign. Stanfield
was
a good sign.
Yeah, on the ground. His first thing on the ground that the polls had shown that Trudeau was going to win. Therefore, my governor. Well, of course, the polls in Canada went there. 8 points, maybe. Something like that. But I don't give a damn. Then, of course, that piece of things they wish they hadn't said, that is going to be there now. You know what I mean? If you're working on that.
Right. This, we got something in that Barron this week. Somebody's already working on that second
one. Right. Yeah, I told them.
But I don't know if they're
something on a holster check. Well, I want to know is the things that I wish would be a hell of an encyclopedia of things they wish they hadn't said, you know, anywhere. But again, it can't come from the White House. It's got to come. Goddamn, if there are guys around here that must be panicked to get stories, want to write something, help them write the story. Well, they're everyone's been writing for Christ's sake, you know. Or, Farhan, I think he's pissed off about it. Watergate, but he'd love to write his story. You see what I mean?
Right.
Find the next image, build up some of these guys. They accept, but you can also point this out. They're a user. And then you can say, but the hypocritical, vicious thing is the cruelty of a governor. And say how cruel they are. He's their candidate. And they're blaming him. When actually, they should look in the mirror and blame themselves because it's their views. And they're cutting up a governor. They're making a governor the goat when it's their views are the goat. You got the point? They're trying to make him the goat. Or they're saying that he was the goat or something. Now look, the evil thing maybe cost you 3-4 points or more. It isn't that. It isn't the government's management. It isn't the government's style. God damn it. It's his views. Do you agree?
I agree. Right. Exactly.
I think you can have a lot of fun with it. Another way, and cruelly from a government trying to get a piece of somebody to write down the house, you know, sort of tongue in cheek. What a terrible thing to do to the government after all. Last week of the campaign, he's working hard, and here the liberals and the press are tearing him apart. Why? But they're tearing him apart in order to deflect attention from the truth, which is that they are responsible. It is them that are going down. They are the ones that are going to be repudiated. They're the panel there for the bug out of Vietnam. I just say the bug out, blessing, pot. They're moving for messages. There are more way out there. That's enough issues.
Right.
Okay. But all in all, at least we have it. And the networks that are right together built it quite a bit. It hasn't been the African Center on this year, but that extent is.
Well, because we got some good people talking about it. So yes, that can get us into that. But at the same time, some of our partners have been different from where I was in 68.
Yeah, right.
Because we have checked it every single night.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, all three of them. How can you expect us to go up to the polls? No matter what you do, you don't say the president's ever done.
At the present time, of course, depending on the target polls, we've been hanging around 60%. This is why people love you don't go up close.
Right.
No way.
Nobody says that.
Well, particularly Republican.
Yeah.
Right. All those Democrats have the right to undo.
Yeah.
If a lot of them sit out. The line, incidentally, kind of the Atlas thing, I know you've written in there. That's a fake line, another way, too. I was looking at the Atlanta San Francisco football game. I just happened to
That's all there is to it. We're going to hang up. I think the Americans are responsible. this far.
Right.
We're this close, and we're not going to throw away the ball game in the last minute. So they said that you guys came across into the election. And I think they'll respond to that.
Well, that money is now, I don't know who should write these things. I don't know. Now, one other, probably, who does tend to make history is that asshole Teddy White. But can you talk to him?
Sure can. Who do you want to talk to?
Fine.
You are sure too.
Well, I'll be talking to him, but I've got to be a little bit, see, I'll get this left right thing with him.
Right.
He won't agree with it, but at least he'll have to report that I slumped on it.
Right.
But I didn't, it seemed to me too. I'm gonna have Ehrlichman give White the whole damn Watergate business, you know. I mean, finally get the goddamn thing in perspective. We can't talk about nothing, so good. But that's a good place to have the record laid out, if you think so. And White's bank and sources.
That
was the only one for the record. Well, we'll try to do it another way, but I mean, White's book will have White Hill Cats, you know.
Sure.
But I think if you can get these things out, this idea that it seems to be very intriguing in the left, I mean, taking on the left wing supporters, I mean, my lips, burning in their bourbon, why don't you say that? And burning in their bourbon. Call it the last bourbon of the Eastern establishment. Get a real tough one to write it. We've got somebody behind it.
Right.
I want to be tough as hell. The last bird of the Eastern Establishment. I'd like to hold a title for it. And say how shamefully they're conducting themselves. All morality is stripped away. All honesty is stripped away. It's a double standard. But the main thing is here they are attacking McGovern. But really, they should look in the mirror and say, it is their view that they're going down the tube. Now there's a column. That's a hell of a column for somebody.
Sure is.
I would say to myself, I'm going to stick it right to them. I'll tell you why I think it has to be done. I think that, well, people will say that, well, it's just going to make the press mad and so forth.
You're mad anyway.
You agree? Yeah. And don't you really feel that maybe, you really start to feel that this sort of makes them a little worried? It's like Higgins attack on the Bastards. What do you think?
The interpretation is the same.
Huh?
The interpretation of the government speech is going to be important to be itself. If you let them get away with saying, well, the government just has the ideas or brings some good ideas, then the future of the government didn't articulate it well, we need somebody who can. But if it's discredited, it's really bad. If the whole movement and everything it represents, then that would be beneficial.
There's no hurry in me, it's not.
But I have to trust maybe I'll do the
bottom and I'll put about my marriage and I'll match you something, tips on your ears. On that left thing, you might just, I don't know.